I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, the 29th of January. The southwest and western skies have yielded two relatively faint but curiously rich constellations, in that of Cetus, the sea monster, in the southwest, and our current highlight, the flying Pegasus in the west, best viewed from 6 to 7 o'clock on the next clear evening. We noted yesterday the diamond shape of stars, one-third to one-half above the western horizon, commonly known as the Great Square of Pegasus. Technically, one of those stars of the square is not part of Pegasus. Traditionally, the star on the top of the diamond was shared with Pegasus and his mythical passenger, the Princess Andromeda. When the constellations were scientifically defined and mapped, dual citizenship was not allowed, and so it was designated as Alpha Andromeda. In ancient times, it was known as both Alpharatz, which means the navel of the horse, as well as Al-Ras Al-Mara, the head of the woman in chains. Not only is this star unusual in traditionally belonging to two constellations, Alpharatz is a peculiar star, known as a Mercury-Manganese star, having a disproportionate amount of the elements Mercury and Manganese. Astronomers remain puzzled. Next week, we'll make sure you aren't puzzled by the February stars on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.